coming in hot.
Hot tamale. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, you're coming hot.
Oh, really? I didn't even change anything.
Oh, hot. Little hot. Now you're just excited.
Yeah. I didn't change nothing. It's still hot?
No, it sounds good. That's good.
All right. Maybe I got excited.
Power two. Exciting.
Well, it was a good jam. We rarely get down with the old canned heat. That was good stuff.
Yeah, great tune.
So that was a fascinating convo that we finished off there. Kind of was sticking in my head with the whole belt there. Isn't it the Van Allen belt?
Yeah.
And that's what it was. That doesn't really fit well, I guess, with the whole flat earther theory, right?
No, they're arguing that it fits perfectly with the flat earth because we're in a dome.
Is that what this scientist is claiming with the Joe Rogan?
No. But that's what flat earthers believe. That it's not just this radiation belt, that we're actually in the firmament. Is the dome.
All right. Nice. I'm seeing a convergence here of conspiracy theories, right? We get the flat earth. With the fake moon landing, this is good.
The moon is gas, huh? I haven't heard that one.
I like the moon is gas. Alex Jones said a long time ago on Joe Rogan's show that the moon was filled with water.
Mm.
And that it's our job as a species, or our goal, essentially, to learn how to eventually travel the stars. And when we get to that point, we will tap the water in the moon and take it with us.
I can see that. I don't like the gas theory because it's just not big enough to be gas and affect our tides the way it does. You know?
I don't, you know, I have no idea how space works. I'm going to need Neil deGrasse Tyson maybe to come in and...
DeGrasse or DeMoon?
Hey!
Neil DeMoon.
I am a hardcore, staunch believer in the flat moon theory. So, flat moon theory doesn't really fit with the whole gas idea, right?
Yeah.
With gas...
Flat moon, hard to prove.
With gas, you have roundness, right?
As far as...
Well, you're not going to get, like if something is formulated with gas inside of it, it like balloons, doesn't it? It doesn't, like, get square-shaped or flat-lined or dome-shaped.
Everything in the universe is balls.
That's fucking A right, my man. Yeah!
That's just how gravity works. Turns everything into balls.
All right, nice. And so that then disproves the flat earth theory. I got one for us. I'm jumping to a quick clip. I really don't think you saw this one. I could be wrong. Oh my God, where did it go? All right, here we go. It's flat earth, and it's my favorite duo. Our favorite bros, bro. The Kelsey bros. They're going to tell us about flat earth theory in NFL locker rooms.
You gotta this
should be good.
Yeah, you're going to love this bit.
You got any good conspiracies?
Oh, my conspiracy
theories.
Yeah, I can't
hear it. And it's
not on the screen.
They bring it.
Oh, did I not share it? I do this every second episode.
You're not supposed to drink the bong water, my man.
It's the only way to get high, bro. All right, here we go. Here's the Kelsey bros talking about flat earth in the NFL locker rooms.
You got any conspiracies?
Oh, my conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They bring NFL locker rooms together.
What was that?
Dude, Andrew Santino, he's the best.
These guys have the best guests, man. They have the number one podcast in the country.
Get the fuck out of here.
I think they're more popular than Joe Rogan. Well,
no way.
Taylor Swift Nation is listening to their show every day.
God. All right.
Oh, my conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They bring NFL locker rooms together.
Like a Kyrie's flat earth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's not the only one that thinks that, but he's probably the most.
How many, what percentage of the NFL believes in flat earth, do you think?
Dude, honestly, there's at least 10 guys, 10 to 15 guys in every locker room, I would imagine.
That are hardcore flat earthers.
I think if you took a truly anonymous poll, like nobody had to disclose their name or anything like that, I think you're over 15% of an NFL locker room.
It's crazy, dude.
What?
I'm telling you.
That's insane.
Dude, everyone gets hit in the head. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Cheeto, I was telling this to his position coach about, you know, what percentage of guys, and the position coach, there's nobody on the team.
That's why when that mook in the middle there goes on TV and says, take the double shot. Look, I got my double dose. You should get your double dose of Pfizer. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to listen to you. You're in a locker room arguing about flat earth before a football game. I'm not going to listen to you about medical advice, all right?
Two guys with multiple concussions discussing flat earth and then telling you to take this experimental gene therapy. I'll pass, friend. Thank you. Keep playing your sports ball there.
Sorry, you can go ahead.
I lost it. The production crew is moving slow today, unfortunately. All right, I think there's a little bit left here.
About you know what percentage of guys in the position goes, there's nobody on the team that actually thinks that. Within earshot of this conversation, one of the guys said, I mean, how do you know it's not?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, all right.
All right.
It cuts right there. I took a quickie, but it was a goodie.
How do I know it's not? Well, because I didn't just get A's in science class because I was good at playing football. I actually read the book. Did the math, you know?
I love it, dude. What is that? What did they say? 15% locker rooms? Flat earthers?
10 to 15 people in every locker room. I don't know how many people are in a locker room.
30?
Are they counting the hookers?
It's the 30, 32, right? Isn't that what they do?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
I wasn't sure if they were saying 10 to 15 players or percent.
He said players. He 10 said to 15 in every locker room.
Yeah. Players. So that's like half a locker room.
See, I think you're counting like the, you know, like the physical therapist, the towel boy. You got to have at least 100 people.
He's throwing everybody in the locker room.
Everybody in there.
Yeah, all right.
And then towel boy is looking at the 10 dumbasses like, oh, I can't believe I got to serve these fuckers. I can't believe they're the millionaires. Yeah,
that's right. They are. Well, and maybe Travis soon to be billionaire because he could be married to the T Swift.
Are they still together? That's pretty impressive. Really?
Oh yeah, man. Rumors are out there that they're gonna get married soon.
Yeah,
man.
Which means he's gonna win another Super Bowl. So
yeah. So the big deal is that they're gonna go for a three-peat. There's never been a three-peat in the NFL.
Really?
Yeah.
No three-peat.
I thought that was strange, too, but I heard it from a credible source, so I take them at their word. And I didn't really dig it up. I wasn't too interested, to be honest.
I guess it would be hard, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, injuries and, you know, players are usually jumping teams.
Just 3 years, you know, like,
yeah.
There's a high turnover rate in the NFL.
Absolutely.
Not like basketball where you got Scotty and Jordan playing for 6 years together.
That's right. Not only that, Jordan took a couple of years off to get away from a gambling scandal and play some baseball.
They killed his dad.
I know, dude. That gets really glossed over, right? Like the gambling stuff, the dad murder. The murder of the dad was crazy. Like I think he was missing for a couple days.
Wasn't that that was like around the OJ time though, wasn't it?
Maybe.
Weren't they overlapping?
Oh, it's possible. Yeah, we had OJ in 94. Jordan definitely retired in 94. Jordan dad death, I don't recall when that was happening. 96 maybe?
No, it was during the retirement.
Was it?
Because that's why he said he went to go play baseball. What his dad would have wanted, right? Remember?
Yeah, I think maybe you're right. Okay. Maybe. It's either that or the dad was killed and he agreed to come back to basketball.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's where my head is at. Like Jordan's like, no, I'm done with basketball. I did the three-peat, man. My heart's in baseball. I want to be a baseball player. And then, you know, whoever's really in charge took out the father, and Jordan's like, all right, I'm back.
Do you love baseball more than your son?
Dude, this is how simple the world was. Every newspaper in the world said, I'm back. And it was like Jordan on the cover. Like, that was the story of the freaking year, man.
Yeah, it really was.
And then second to that was he was wearing 45, and nobody could believe he's out there in number 45. And then he came back in 23.
23.
That was the greatest.
Giving me chills. Better times.
Simpler times, dude. I recall two news articles or headlines from that era. It was, I'm back, and, yep, I'm gay, which was Ellen, I believe. Like, a few years later. We were really into, like, short and sweet, you know? I'm back, and I'm gay.
Dude, this old guy was telling us about a snowstorm back in the 90s where he got stuck at work. He was, like, on this job site or worked at a hotel. I forgot where he said he was working. But they were stuck there for 2 days. And I was like, man. And then, like, in my mind right away, I even brought it up. I'm like, damn, you didn't even have cell phones. You didn't even have internet. What the fuck did you guys do for 2 days? Talk to each other? For 2 days? Yeah.
What did they do?
Said they just hung out. They played cards. You know, they watched some movies. That's crazy, though. I can't even imagine.
Doesn't sound too bad. I'm sure there were some reading materials lying around. Take an extra long nap or two.
I forgot who I was telling this the other day. Like, it used to be, no matter where you went, there were newspapers.
Yes, everywhere.
Like, people would leave them at the bus stop. You know what I mean? Like, it was literally just newspapers everywhere. You could always find something to read.
I worked at a salad joint in Boulder for a couple of years, and it was perched up a little higher than the rest of the town, and so you had a great view of the Flatirons through the windows at the front end, and then there was like a little bar seating area, and at both bar seating areas, there was a stack of the local Boulder newspaper, and everybody would come in, they'd get their salad, and they'd walk over, and they'd grab a little newspaper and sit down either at the bar or at a seat there, you know, at one of the tables, and read the local Boulder newspaper, man. And I would go out on my break, and I'd sit at that bar and look at the mountains and read the newspaper, dude. It was awesome.
Get that local news?
Yeah, dude, like, who cares what's going on outside in that world? Who knows where Hamas is? Who cares what's going on over there? You know, I'm here in Boulder, man. We're smoking weed. We're selling salads.
Hamas? The guys that make that thing to color the eggs on Easter?
Those are the dudes doing the squeegee on my windshield when I'm cutting through traffic?
It's simpler times.
But you know what's funny is everybody's all riled up all the time now and ultra connected, man, because there's no break from the inundation of the news happening or not happening or whatever they're manufacturing to make you enraged or whatever or fearful, you know, like, whereas you're thinking back, I'm talking 10 years ago, dude, when this is going on and you're seeing a room full of people who are on their break from work and they're eating their lunch and they're flipping through yesterday's news.
Yeah.
And they're having a blast, and they're enjoying, and they're going to go back to work and talk about some info they read in there. Probably a funny comic strip, right? Or a great horoscope they read. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever. Like, it just used to be simple nonsense and local news, and what else do you really need to know, though? Do you really need to know what's going on over there in Palestine, actually?
Only because we're sending money.
Well, yes, we do because, yeah, we're cutting them fat checks.
I like to know where my money's
actually
going.
To be honest, I want to know more about what's going on over there. Can I get some receipts? I'd like to see some receipts right now.
Could we save money by just sending those Colombian kids to fight? Is that possible? No?
Oh, man. Well, you going to get yourself a newspaper subscription then?
No.
No.
Fuck.
Yeah.
The newspapers suck now.
Right. But there's not a...
You're right. Now you come back from lunch, nobody talks about news stories. They all, like, want to show you this funny video they saw on TikTok, you know?
It's all about the funny videos on TikTok. And maybe, too, that has a lot to do with the fact that it's, you know, the news. No matter the news, your reaction will tell me everything about you politically.
Yeah, that's a good call. Yeah.
Any news story, if I tell it to you, your instant reaction will give me all I need to know about who you vote for in November.
Yeah, I know exactly. Yeah, that's a good call. And I know what new where you're getting your news from.
Yes, that's right.
I know where you're getting your news from. Oh, you're an MSNBC viewer.
Yeah. Well, there's a reason why I purposely accidentally leave the CNN website up on my browser at work.
Yeah, just to see.
Just to mess with people. Or if they've... Maybe I've let a few words slip, like, damn taxes. You know, like, if I say something, you know, if I have maybe alluded somehow to some sort of conservatism, you know, in some way, you know, you leave up the CNN up there, and the passerby says, oh, all right, nice. I see where he gets his news. It's right next to NPR. You know.
Oh, he's in bars.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I actually always bring up NPR if stuff is like being talked about. I'm like, oh, did you hear about this on NPR? You know? It's the secret to get in with the other side, man.
It's so sad.
You know, I was watching Jon Stewart the other day, and
I love how that guy came out with that editorial about how they're too biased at NPR. They're like, what do you mean? The 87 out of 87 editors are Democrats. There's no bias here at all.
What's crazy and what people don't realize is that op-ed and the suppression of news stories, and he specifically singles out the Hunter Biden situation. Yeah. Like, every major news company in this country worked together to suppress that story.
Yeah, it's a little scary how they all work together. And they're just controlled by the party.
Except for the New York Post, which published the story and then got kicked off Twitter.
That's right.
Like, that's so crazy, dude. That's how far the machine went to suppress the Hunter Biden story. That is how you know it was unbelievably damning and damaging to Joe Biden.
No, Frank, that's how you know. I mean, 54 heads of the intelligence agency said it was Russian disinformation. You know what I mean? They're just trying to protect you from Russian disinformation.
I was looking at CNN today, actually, and they had a dual screen up, and it was two court cases going on about Trump. It was like Trump's hush money trial, and then the Supreme Court trial about whether or not we could be having Trump in the hush money trial. It was like, it was some weird kind of matrix of Trump trials going on. And then there were sub stories about how there's a new trial in Arizona. We still got the one in Georgia. And he's got this one in Michigan. And dude, is anyone actually paying attention to this anymore?
No, nobody cares.
No, dude.
Wall to wall coverage of the Trump cases. Yes. Not one peep about Joe Biden and his administration fighting in the courts to get JFK off the ballot.
RFK, but I'll give you the JFK. You were on a roll, man.
So much so. Who was it? Fuck, who was it, dude? I was dying. It was one of those, like, excuse me? I had to fucking, like, rewind and listen to it, like, six times. One of these reporters, I think it was Joy Reid, was like, you know, talking about RFK. Not RFK. Talking about the Kennedy in that clip, you know, that commercial they did, all those Kennedys.
Yes.
Gotta tell you, man, there's gotta be some inbreeding. I haven't seen inbreeding like that outside the royal family in my lifetime, dude.
You know, I've heard a lot of people mention this, actually, how when they all got together, it raised a lot of questions.
That redhead dude, was his name Daniel Kennedy or something? Bro! What the fuck? That guy must be from West Virginia, because Jesus Christ, did he look inbred.
There's a potential for some cousin loving going on. There's no doubt about it.
But it was the one lady goes, yeah, you know, I just don't understand people who talk about RFK. I mean, Joe Biden is the RFK of our time. And I'm just like, what? RFK Jr. is not the RFK of our time? They didn't say RFK. That's what she said. He's the Bobby Kennedy of our time. And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe his son, Bobby Kennedy, is the Bobby Kennedy of our time. You know?
That is absolutely insane, man. I didn't watch the commercial. I saw they did like a big photo op and press conference, right?
Yeah.
And I saw them lined up. There's a couple.
Dude, but it doesn't even make sense. Because the reason those Kennedys were killed was because they were anti-establishment. You don't get more establishment than Joe Biden, Mr. 40 years in Congress. You know? 40 years in Congress who did nothing but make sure the status quo stayed. You know?
Yeah, he made a fortune and off of it. Think of all the homes he has, all the vacations he's able to go on all around the country and world. Joe Biden, career politician, man. You know, same with the Kennedys, though. RFK, I think people, are a little bit turned off on the Kennedy situation, just like the Clintons, the Bushes, like, another Kennedy?
Yeah, but I mean...
So I don't know how powerful it is with them talking out, like, who's really listening to the Kennedys anymore? They do seem a little inbred. And I don't know if they still have the same pull. And it's interesting that he's clear, in this thing. He's clearly in this thing to help Trump.
That's what it looks like. But I don't know. A lot of polling is saying he's actually going to hurt Trump a little bit.
I simply don't see how that's even possible.
I actually do. Because I think there's a lot of people out there that maybe voted for Joe Biden. And they don't want to vote for him again. And if there was nobody else, maybe they would vote for Trump, but they really don't want to vote for Trump either. So they're going to throw it into Kennedy, you know?
I guess.
Probably vote for Kennedy. I'm voting for Kennedy just because, you know what I mean? The two previous Kennedys got killed by the intelligence agency. I want a guy who goes against the intelligence agencies. And he's the only one out there talking about BlackRock. I mean, Joe Biden and Donald Trump, neither one of them ever mentions the actual problem we have in America, and that's three companies own America. Like, that's our biggest problem. RFK is the only one out there actually talking about it, actually talking about plans that could help the middle class and could actually grow the middle class, you know? Like, I really like his idea of lowering the mortgage rates for individual buyers. So if you're BlackRock, you got, you know what I mean, or you're one of these big real estate companies, you got to pay. But I don't know. It's never going to happen. It's never going to happen.
Yeah, he seems like a centrist Bernie Sanders in my book.
Bernie.
Did you hear about Bernie? There were some weird rumors going around on how he was identified in some court case with Epstein.
And, oh, for sure he went to Epstein Island.
Well, and there's some weird, like, rumor out there about how, from this case, about how he was involved in some child, you know, satanic stuff or whatever, or, you know, pedophilia action. And yeah, it was against his will, but he had to do it because of whatever. That's how the game works.
So they could have the evidence?
Well, and allegedly, according to the rumors I was seeing on the interwebs there, they forced him to do the act in front of family members.
Ooh.
Yeah, isn't that twisted? When I read that, I was like, oh, dude, that takes it to another level that I never really thought about, you know?
In front of his family members or the
kids?
Yeah,
his family members, yeah. To compromise them, maybe, I don't know. I was thinking, too, maybe not right directly in front of them. Maybe the family's watching because through the cameras, because Epstein Island and all these places lined with cameras and all sorts of action.
Oh, that's weird.
Right?
That's a little weird, yeah. Oh, these are some sick fucks.
I imagine there's a heavy price to pay to be in power on some level.
To get that 100 mil? Yeah.
To get that 100 mil. Is that what Bernie got and then everybody abandoned him?
Yeah, that's why he had to change his tune. For like 10 years, he was out there talking about how we need to tax the rich. The guys with the $100 million. The guys with the $100 million. And then one day he starts coming out, never mentions million. Now it's only billion. We need to go after the billionaires. The billionaires are the problem. The billionaires. What happened to the million? What happened to the 100 millionaires, Bernie? Why don't you give it all back if you care so much? How about you send your 100 mil to Ukraine?
Oh, that's a nice idea, actually. Yeah, man. We could take all the profits from all the stocks everybody in Congress has, and we'll send that to Ukraine.
I think that should be the rule. You guys want to fund a war overseas? Fine. Fine. We're going to take 10% of your net worth.
Wow, I like that. Yeah.
So you guys want to send $80 billion, $60 billion to Ukraine? Okay. Everybody in Congress, you're going to chip in 10% of your net worth. And then the American taxpayer will fill the rest, fill the gap.
No, I don't think we should fill in anything. These people have tons of money, man. They're the 1%.
I know they are the 1%. That's what blows my mind. They're the 1%. AOC, you're worth $30 million. You are the rich. Tax yourself, bitch.
I know.
You know? You're going to the Met Gala. Ugh.
That's ridiculous. And speaking of AOC... Her and Joe Biden have teamed up to fight climate change. Did you catch this commercial that was floating around? I don't know if it was it's an advertisement or some sort of viral thing to get the team together. This is so unbelievable, man.
That means we actually do have a climate crisis. Because everything those two touch, it becomes a disaster.
She's wearing her classic shirt where she was holding onto the cage with the migrants crying.
I love the matching glasses.
This is the best video I've ever seen. Yeah, they're all wearing the aviators. This is incredible stuff here. You're in for a real treat.
Who buttoned their shirt first? Was it Joe or AOC?
I think we know the answer to that. She's got to let those beasts breathe. She just saw Nancy Pelosi's guy.
I got to give him a break.
All right, here we go. They're going to tell us about the Climate Core, I think is what they're called. Yeah! Oh! Oh, yeah!
I'm Joe Biden.
I'm Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
I'm Ed Markey.
We're here to share some exciting news with you. Americans can now apply to join the American Climate Corps.
Those who become American Climate Corps members will get paid to fight the impacts of climate change while learning the skills to be part of tomorrow's clean energy and climate resilience.
She looks ridiculous with those glasses, man.
Oh, so retarded. So retired.
Whose idea was this?
She's like a hooker in the morning on her way home.
She does look like someone who's walking. She's on the walk of shame, man. With that shirt.
Those two old guys in the woods. Yeah. I've seen this porno before.
This is a rough scene, man.
Ugh.
All right, This is really good stuff.
And climate resilience workforce.
Right now, we're recruiting for more than 2,000 positions located all across the country. To apply for an American Climate Corps job, visit climatecorps.gov.
We're counting on you.
Yeah!
So this is going to be like the Peace Corps, but the Climate Corps?
That's right, man. Come on, Cracker Jack. Now get that rain barrel, all right? We're fighting climate change.
Is that Corn Pop next to him? Who is that on his left?
Yeah, it's Corn Pop.
He's wearing the same jacket from the pool in 1950s.
He's there with his friend Cracker Jack and Corn Pop and AOC.
I brought my maid. Oh, that's the congresswoman? I like how she speaks fluent English, no accent, no nothing, but then when they introduce her, I'm Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
She rolls the R's. I know they, you know, it's her name, so I give that to her, right? You can pronounce your name any way you want. It's just it gets me when I, you know, I love watching the Food Network shows and the cooking shows, and they have a guy on there, Aaron, and you know, he's just pure English all the time until the time comes to say something Spanish, and it's cilantro. You know, like, all right, I get it, Aaron. I get it. All right. You know, I'm not going to say no. All right, I understand. But You got to flaunt it when you got it, right, man?
I don't get what this is. This is just us throwing money at. You know what this is? Is like they have to start these groups. So like you're a big donor, Frank, right? You're gonna donate. Yeah. You donate $250,000 to the DNC. So then we now give your son a job at this core, Climate Corps, and he's just gonna make, you know, a cool $200,000 a year doing nothing, right?
Yes. Dude.
So.
This is the Democratic Party, by the way. It's two old white guys and the colored lesbian woman that they're pandering to.
To be fair, they were going to get two young Democrat guys, but they're all chicks.
They're all chicks now.
You know?
Oh, man. This is horrible. Ugh. Yeah,
like, I got to tell you, it doesn't matter how much money you give. If these three bozos are going to be your hope for saving the world.
That's right.
There's no way. Come on. Come on.
Yeah, man. All right.
I like how Joe Biden, he's you know, I'm in the woods. I'm casual Joe.
Great.
I'm going to wear this blazer. But I'm in the woods. So I unbuttoned the button, you know?
I know. And they're all wearing like suit clothes, actually. Even AOC, like not even trying to put on like a flannel.
Yeah, right?
It's very out of place and strange. And look at the background, actually. They're not even they're in a green screen room.
Yeah. Okay, good call. Good call.
They filmed this in the basement, the Capitol building. And that's Jim Carrey wearing a Joe Biden mask. Right.
I mean, just imagine you woke up from a coma or something and then somebody shows you this picture. You're like, what? Is that like your grandpa or something? What's going on here? You're like, no, that guy in the middle, he's running the free world.
I know.
Yeah.
And I'm a big supporter and fan of the mask theory that a lot of these politicians are actors or wearing very good prosthetics. The glasses almost tells me these are all actors, and they just stuck the glasses on there to hide any, you know, imperfections.
Like, that's a Jim Carrey right there.
Yes, that's what I'm saying, man.
That's Jim Carrey. Yeah.
And I'm you know, I'm looking at this. I don't even think that's Ocasio-Cortez.
Who is it?
I think it's John Leguizamo. I'm almost certain. He's been out of work lately. He probably needs the money. They brought him in to play AOC for a quick commercial with Jim Carrey. He just loves Jim Carrey, and he wanted to work with Jim Carrey.
Got the tits for it. Yes,
That's right. John Leguizamo, famously a method actor, he brought his own tits. He had him installed to be the AOC character just for a 30-second commercial. That's how dedicated this man is.
Dedication. I do like that guy. He's a good actor.
Yeah,
I don't know about good actor. He's in a lot of good movies.
I like the movies he's in, man. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we conflate some of these guys who just know the right people to get into good movies.
Yeah.
Not necessarily good actors.
He kind of hit his apex there with the Romeo and Juliet starring Leo DiCaprio.
Yeah, was he in that?
Yeah. He was, yeah. He was like one of the main characters in it, and he was very, it was a well-received performance. Speaking of the Romeo and Juliet, did you see they're remaking it?
No, with who?
With Spider-Man, Tom Holland, and some black actress I've never heard of. And so
they should make it realistic, get an actual 16-year-old girl, and then have Leo play it again.
Yeah.
then it's like real life.
there's a lot of anger on the interwebs there over this new edition of the... That's a great idea, dude. You get the Leo in there, and it's actually... Isn't that how it was in the story, too? Or no?
I don't read Shakespeare. Get out of here.
I feel like there was an age difference. Maybe not. Back in the day, yeah, the old guys were with the young chicks, and in the theater, the dudes played the chicks.
Oh, good call.
We're kind of going back in time. Everything goes round and round, people. Round and round and round. Did you happen to look up the new Romeo and Juliet? There's a firestorm in the interwebs over the casting, over the obvious box checking going on. I like it, actually. I think it's a really good idea. You know, if you were to do some sort of cross-cultural thing, you could do it with Romeo and Juliet. That's the whole idea. These are warring families.
Black, come on. Come on.
You knew it, though. Come on, man.
Oh, my God. Actually, in this one, she's a lesbian. Turns down Romeo. Come on, man.
Yeah, you know it, dude. That's how they do these things these days. And, yeah, they're going to remake everything. They're going to infuse all the woke culture. That's fine. I would.
Are the best Romeo and Juliet movies already been made? You can't top it.
No, it's a terrible idea. That
Romeo and Juliet? Have you seen that one? With the gnomes?
No.
Dude, that's one of the best movies. That's the best Romeo and Juliet they've ever made. No, it's called Gnomeo and Juliet. It's with gnomes.
Dude, they had that like year-long actor strike, and the best three movies in the last 2 years has been Puss in Boots and Gnomeo and Juliet. Like, come on, dude. Just get rid of the actors. Let's just do cartoons, man.
Yeah. Oh, Gnomeo and Juliet, man. That's a classic. Great movie. I highly recommend you find it and watch it.
I'm blown away. Yeah, I frequent a brewery / sandwich joint that I love, the Grateful Gnome, over on Tennyson Street. Yeah. I highly recommend it to everybody if you're in that area of Denver. Delicious subs and a gnome theme, which is pretty fantastic.
Romeo and Juliet, 2011.
Wow.
Hour, 24 minutes.
Oh, perfect.
Killing it.
Yes.
Killing it. Dude, I didn't even realize there's a lot of good actors in this. 54 Rotten Tomatoes? Nah, come on. Come on. The movie's a classic. It's so good. Damn, audience 54, critics 55.
Okay. It seems unanimous.
Well, it's a great movie.
Half the country agrees with you, right? Doesn't have to be the whole country.
That's a good one. I've been hearing a lot of good things about that Dune, too. I don't think I could go see it.
You know, it's now on the streaming services. I got excited, but I think you still have to pay for it. You got to do the old rental.
$25.
$25?
Yeah.
Do you keep it for, like, a year, or how does that work?
So it's, like, on Amazon, I think it's, like, $22 to rent it, $24 to buy it.
This is what we didn't see coming, man. Now, you know what I wish I had? Family Video.
I know, $3, $4.
Why can't I just go to Family Video, get Dune 2 for $5 and rent it for the night and you know, or two, because it's 5 hours long. It'll take us a couple days.
Not only that, ever since Blockbuster closed, where do I get that bucket with the kernel seeds in it?
I know, then
you got like the movie bucket of popcorn, you know? Can't get that nowhere anymore.
And you're waiting in line, and you always end up grabbing that box of candy, even though you normally would, and you're like, all right, I'll take the Butterfingers today.
The largest M&M's box you've ever seen. Yeah, there's no reason for it to be that big. 2 hours and 46 minutes, dude. I am not going to go see that.
No, I don't know if it's still in theaters, but I definitely saw it on the streaming. Eventually, it'll be on, like, Apple Plus, right? Or HBO Max seems to get all these mega hits these days, so when it goes on HBO Max, I'll check it out over the course of a 3-day weekend, like Labor Day or something.
Yeah, I'll watch it in parts. I think I watched the first one in like 4 parts. I kept falling asleep.
Yeah, we got to do about 3 or 4 parts. I rewatched a lot of it because Emma had to keep going back. She never completed it. She has no idea what the movie's about. And we'll attempt a viewing of the second one. They're gonna make a third one, I think.
No, really?
I think the story keeps going. It's very intricate. I don't know if I can devote that much brain power to that big of a story.
Dude, I heard this one guy, like, he wouldn't stop talking about it because he went to go see it with his girlfriend. I don't know, man. And then at one point he goes, it's just good that they finally, you know what I mean? I'm sick of all the remakes and the reboots. And he's like, I'm really glad that they got some original movie. And I'm like, dude, it's a remake of a movie that was made off of a book. There is nothing original about this. nothing original.
Dude, you nailed it, man. You actually nailed it. And this is the year of sequels. You got Beetlejuice 2, and, you know, Shrek 4 or whatever it is, Panda 4.
Yeah, Kung Fu Panda 4. That's what I was missing in my life.
Everything is a sequel this year, or a reboot, or a remake, but we've been kind of going through that for a while. I was reading an article about Marvel, how they got this whole new slate of flicks that they're going to bring out, and they're very confident that they're going to right the ship and get people back on board. It sounds like most folks have kind of dropped out of following the Marvel game. You know,
hey, Marvel, you might be right. Just not in this universe. One of your multiple universes, maybe. Yeah, I spun your own.
Yeah, I like that. All right. Yeah, you're the Doctor Strange of the Dude Man podcast. All right.
Well,
oh, yeah, that's right, dude. Oh, man.
Doctor Strange has got to be the gayest Marvel character they ever came up with.
Doctor Strange?
Yeah.
I think you don't like him because of Benderman Cunderbatch. Whatever his name is.
Oh, yeah. I've seen him on podcasts. I really like the guy. He's actually a really cool guy. I hate him in those movies. Like, what the fuck? Draw this string and it's going to roll around. And like, dude, this is Dragon Ball Z? I don't even get what's going on here.
You know, it's mystical. You know, you kind of have to bend the imagination a little further.
That's so stupid.
You find that stupid, but you're all in on Radioactive Spider Boy flying around Manhattan saving people and fighting an octopus.
Yeah. Bit by a radioactive spider, Frank. What do you mean?
You're right. It makes a lot. You know, I understand that. Yeah, you're right.
You ever been bitten by one, man? That's crazy. Yeah. Careful at those museums.
All in on Radioactive Spider Boy, but you know, magic wizard guy,
cloak that like does things.
I guess it does kind of go a little.
His cape is more of a hero than he is. It's crazy.
And even like Iron Man, I like Iron Man because he's like the Batman of the Marvel. You know, he's smart guy with all the gadgets.
That's a lot of money. A really rich guy who's pretty smart. Yeah, I like that. Take that. I wish we had a Iron Man in Chicago.
I know.
Knock out some of these criminals.
You need a Batman in Chicago. We need the Iron Man here in Denver. You know. We got the Space Force.
Denver, it would be Iron 13-year-old girl.
Yes, that's right. It would definitely be a lesbian.
That's who's running the ship there. Dude, speaking of...
What do we got on the docket here, Mike? I know we're hitting towards the
end. Speaking of little girls here. Oh, I gotta know what is this Gavin Newsom clip you got?
This is my favorite thing about our show here. Mike sends me a text message and then he asks me on the show, oh, "What's this thing you got on the docket here?" This is the best part. So, Mike, you sent me a clip.
You're welcome.
Yes, it's a commercial. I think it's DNC. Gavin Newsom put it out there, I believe. And it's about Republicans and abortion. Is that ringing a bell?
No.
Perfect. let's see where I got it here. I think I can pull it up. And we got it on. And it's very dramatic. I may have to do some descriptions here. I think Mike's now remembering. All right, here we go. This is a commercial for the Democrats. Got two ladies driving. It's very serious.
We're almost there. You're going to make it.
Cops are going to pull her over.
Trump Republicans want to criminalize young Alabama women who travel for reproductive care.
Miss, I'm going to need you to step out of the vehicle. Take a pregnancy test.
Oh.
Stop them by taking action at righttotravel.org.
And he pulls out a pregnancy test.
Campaign for Democracy Group is pregnant.
Wait, what was that?
So it's illegal to be pregnant? I don't get it.
I don't either. I have no idea what reality these people are living in, but apparently they thought through their focus groups that this was going to be an effective ad, and they would convince people that if you vote for Republicans, well, they're gonna, you know, stop you from crossing state lines and to to go get an abortion. This was obviously a young lady fleeing a Republican-run state to get to Colorado to get her her abortion on.
Yeah. You got to run away from that responsibility of the red state. Go to a blue state where you can do whatever you want. You know what I mean? No consequences.
Yeah,
got pregnant. Fucking kill the baby. Who cares?
Come to Colorado, right? You can turn, if you're a man, you can become a woman. You can garden topless and then have an abortion.
And I got to tell you, this is just, there's so many things wrong with this. One, we don't even have enough cops to stop criminals. You think we have enough cops to force women to take pregnancy tests at the state line? That's, you know what I mean? And then number two, if you're a chicken, if you're a pregnant chick in a Republican state, just call up Mayor Johnson of Chicago. We will pay to fly you into Chicago. We'll put you up in a hotel. And there ain't no driving across state lines. We're going to take care of you. We love women who want to kill their babies in Chicago.
Same, you know what I mean? Same with Colorado. That's what we do. We welcome in migrants and we kill your babies.
I'm here to kill babies and support terrorists. I'm running out of terrorists to support. You know what I'm saying? We got to ship in some babies to kill. Come on, guys. And good news, if you don't kill your baby, you raise it 8, 9, we'll rape him. Right? It's a win-win for the Democrats, right? You rape the babies they don't want, and you kill the other ones. It's great. It's great.
And if we can, if we ever convict the rapist, too, he'll be set free on a mistrial. Like, what's this guy's name? Weinstein.
Weinstein, yeah, Harvey. I can't believe they overturned his, Wow, that's crazy.
Think of Me Too. It went so hard, so fast, we took out Aziz Ansari.
I know. Well, Frank, you gotta believe all women.
I know.
Remember that phrase?
Yes.
That goes shelf with defund the police. Believe all women. How did that work out?
Oh, we took out everybody, including Aziz Ansari, thank God. And then all of a sudden, here we are 6 years later, and Harvey Weinstein, the original Me Too, is walking free probably because of the mistrial. Is that right, or is he going to stay in jail?
I think he's already out, isn't he?
They're going to do a retrial, if I'm not mistaken.
I thought he was already out for the appeal.
Oh, wow. These right? Rich guys, they never actually go to jail.
They never go to jail. Not like you think. Not like me and you.
Right.
They lock the key, throw it away. You're stuck there for 20 years. So.
No, dude. It's funny. We have no idea where this guy has been. I thought he was in a jail. He probably wasn't. And if he was, it was probably some country club out there in northern Wisconsin. You know, just enjoying his time, probably. Having, you know.
Northern Wisconsin. No, I believe Epstein's Island is down in the...
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's hanging out with Tony Fauci, who is reportedly showing up on Capitol Hill June 3rd. The date is approaching, and he will be testifying for his actions and connections to the Wuhan lab. Should
Ooh,
be fun.
Dude, did you see the RFK thing where that one reporter was like trying to gotcha on the real Anthony Fauci book?
No.
Because, you know, he wrote the book, The Real Anthony Fauci, where he just revealed everything he did during the AIDS epidemic. It just outlined this horrible career that just left bodies in its wake. I mean...
Orphaned bodies, actually.
They killed the orphans. I mean, I think that's what it was. The lady was trying to get him on the killed orphans or whatever. And she was saying how it was, like, totally fabricated, totally made up. And RFK just said, where's the lawyers? Where's the lawsuit? I published that book 2 years ago, and they haven't. You'd get a defamation lawsuit the next day if it was false. So that's how you know it's true, because nobody's talking about the book. Nobody talked about the book, and nobody sued him over it. So that's how you know it's true.
Freaking pure evil, this guy. Yeah. Unreal. I'm excited that he's going to come down. I miss the glory days of getting that dude on camera and. The funny part about Fauci was you get the Fauci on CNN where he's chuckling and having a good time and, you know, really enjoying the limelight. And then you get the other defensive Fauci when he has to answer questions with Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and company. And,
you don't know what you are talking about. Mr. Paul. And then you flash forward to CNN, where he's like, ha, 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 yeah, I do work out twice a day. Martha likes her men slim.
Dude, I'm looking forward to it, man. We're going to be able to bring it to you on video. That'll be great times. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see this guy sweat. He, you know, he deserves it. Nothing will happen to him. We all know this. Nothing happens to anybody that are in the 1%, right? That's the way it rolls. But speaking of...
Smith assaulted a guy live on the Oscars in front of millions of people. Totally cool.
It's amazing. After he slapped him, he sat down.
And then got a standing ovation.
And he got his award. He got an award. We celebrated the guy after he assaulted someone.
Yeah.
It was a really weird moment in time. But we were in such a haze from COVID and the lockdowns. We were ready for anything, man.
Yeah, we really were.
The slap.
Oh, pregnancy test. That's a good one. That's a great commercial. I don't know who they're... You know what it is? Somebody told them that abortion is a winning topic. And that's what you come up with.
Yeah, man. It's not what anyone cares about right now. Everybody just cares about their wallets and their bank accounts. And that's the bottom line. That's why, you know, the closer we get to November, dude, these commercials are going to get outrageous. I'm so excited for this.
I can't wait for the ones where they show the Jane 6 highlights.
Yes, dude.
Democracy is on the ballot.
So they're going to have the guy behind the door. No!
I mean, every 2 years is the most important election of my lifetime. I think you guys need a different slogan, you know?
Great call. I thought it was the last election 4 years ago where democracy was hanging in the balance.
No, 2 years ago, the midterms, remember?
That's right.
If the Republicans take the House and the Senate, democracy's over!
All right, man. Well, we've hit that point in time, unbelievably. Fastest hour in the universe, no doubt about it. Mike, you got any parting words?
Go to church.
Oh, wow. All right, folks. I think that's a good one to go out on.
We need religion in this country.
Or something. Just get nicer to people and one another. Remember, no, don't do the middle finger, folks. Do the thumbs down, right? Teach people a lesson.
I like on the last show, the sarcastic thumbs up might be my favorite thing.
Yeah.
You do the whole thing where you're like, good.
Yeah.
Good job, buddy.
That's right.
Good job.
All right. I'm going to experiment going forward with the thumbs up. It's just, I'm so enraged in the moment. I want to give him the thumbs down, you know?
But I think the thumbs up, like thumbs down, you're giving into your aggression. A little bit. The thumbs up kind of makes it more lighthearted, where even you can't get too, you know what I mean? It kind of, it's like a psyche thing where, like, even you're like kind of making a joke out of it, you know?
Yeah, actually, I like where your head is at. It's a little more glass half full, a little more positive. You want to be on the happier side of things and,
you know,
let the other guy act the fool.
Yeah, he knows what he thinks.
That's right.
Mostly.
All right, folks, we're out of time. I gotta go or I'll be divorced. That's how it rolls around here.